Thanks for tuning in to the Party Line Talk Show. I'm Laurie Jacobs. This is part two of the show, and I have Joel Jacobs in the studio. He's the manager of the Mohawk Self Insurance. Welcome to the program, Joel.
Yeah, good afternoon, Laurie.
So, Joel, what is Mohawk Self Insurance?
Mohawk Self Insurance is Gunawaga's version of workers' compensation. On the outside, it would be called CSST, which is Commission de la Santé de la Sécurité de Travail de Québec. But Gunawaga has their own workers' compensation office.
So how does that how does the CSST compare with MSI? Or how does MSI compare with CSST?
Well, it's very comparable, and in many cases it offers a lot more benefits than the CSST would, you know. CSST, you're just a number over here. I mean, we're meeting our claimants and our clients not daily, but weekly for sure. They have to come in and visit us at least once a week.
So now it's all of Gunawaga is under MSI, or is it very close to being under MSI?
No, not necessarily. Would say maybe 60%. 60% are under MSI. There's some businesses out there and some establishments that have absolutely no coverage for their employees, no MSI, no CSST. It is the law. It is the law in Quebec, however. More and more people and more businesses are coming on board, and, you know, because they don't really want to cover or want to be under a Quebec jurisdiction. The whole reason why MSI was made 25-something years ago, you know.
So how does somebody sign up for Mohawk Self Insurance?
They could just come into our office or give us a call. There's all kind of forms to fill out, obviously, and they can explain what they do. And each different type of occupation and or business has a different premium rate. If you're in an office, your premium rate is a lot less. If you're an iron worker on the bridge, obviously, it's a lot more expensive. So every different occupation has a different premium rate, and you know, we can always go from there. So we encourage everybody to come in, at least sit down, listen, and we can discuss whatever it is that they need to know.
So are out-of-town people that are working in the community, either on a long-term or a short-term basis, are they required to go under Mohawk Self-Insurance?
If they're working for an organization in Gunawaga, yes. They're under... Well, everyone knows we have a lot of non-natives working here in Gunawaga under Education Center, under KSCS, right here at the radio station, and they would all fall under. If your organization is under MSI, then you're covered under MSI, native or non-native. You know, it's non-discriminatory. We cover everyone.
So who pays the premiums? Is it the employer or is it the employee?
It's the employer by law. It's the employer. It's by law for every business to cover workers' compensation for all their employees.
So how are the premiums calculated? I know you had just mentioned that it's a lot cheaper to be in an office than it is working on
a bridge. It's calculated on a percentage of your salary for, I'll give you an example. Maybe working in a restaurant, it's $2.50 for every $100 of salary. So if you're making, we'll use $2. It's always a percentage of the salary. There's a minimum salary, which is the minimum wage in effect at the time right now, would be $9.90 an hour, $396 a week, up to a maximum of $1,278. Because anything beyond that, you only pay up to the maximum. For example, if you are making $200,000 a year, you're only eligible to collect on $1,200 a week.
So what is the goal of Mohawk Self-Insurance?
Well, it's to provide benefits, both compensation, psychological benefits, all the social benefits, too, that comes along with the work-related injury, which I'll have to explain that MSI is for work-related injury only. You know?
So right now you're promoting a new program that you've put in place. And what is the name of this new program and what is it?
Well, we're having some debate on what are we going to call this thing, really? It doesn't really have a name right now. It's called MSI Employee and Employer Wage Subsidy. And what it really means is that we do have some claimants who, for example, were injured at their previous occupation. and they can no longer do that same kind of occupation. So MSI will retrain them. You know, they pay for the retraining, things like that. So Mr. John Doe truck driver can't drive his truck anymore, but he can sit in front of a computer screen as a new occupation. So we'll retrain him into something like that. And then an employer who's looking for somebody to sit in front of a computer screen can apply to our program. And, you know, we'll pay for every $100 salary and benefits they're going to pay out, MSI is going to reimburse them $80. So 80% of the wage subsubsidy.
That's really, really great.
Yeah, 80% for up to 1 year. Mm-hmm.
So how did you come to, what was the idea behind doing this? Because a lot of people before, if they just, I guess they just didn't go back to work if they didn't have, if they were disabled now in that area? Or?
No, well, we would retrain them into something else. Like I said, if you can't be a truck driver anymore, but you can become a computer technician. There's restrictions, the medical restrictions by their physician, which says certain items, like you can't lift any more than 5 kilos anymore. But we can always accommodate things like that. And there's always employers looking for a new employee and to help each other in the system. So it does become a win-win situation for everyone. MSI, the employer, the employee. You know, and it helps to reintegrate that employee back into the workforce, because sometimes they're feeling depressed because they can't do this anymore, and they'll say, "I'll never get another job." But it's not a responsibility of MSI to find them a job. It's a responsibility for us to assist them in finding a job. There is a big difference, and we try to do everything we can. You know, we work hand in hand with Dewadoni Zakta and their training program. And sometimes they provide us a lot of services, and we try to reintegrate as much as possible the local workers into the local workforce.
So how does the program assist the employees? I know it's reestablishing their employability back into the workforce, but what are the other things that they can benefit from? I know you mentioned a little bit of self-esteem, self-confidence.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of just sitting home feeling self-loathing and feeling sorry for yourself, you know, and on top of that, we do provide psychological services for them too, as well, to get them over the hurdle of an injury, because an injury is never, you know, it's never a good thing. You know, it's accidental, and nobody ever planned it, and but you know, unfortunately, it does happen. This is the real world, and we'll try to get this person back on their feet. So it's providing financial benefits, which is income replacement. All the medical, of course, is paid for, all the retraining. If there's special needs in the home and things like that that you need, that's all paid for too. Travel expenses. So we try to do, about the best that we can under the circumstances. And of course, there's a lot of criteria that has to be followed. Obviously, the claimant has to be compliant. If you don't comply, well, I mean, there's consequences, like anything else. There's rules and regulations and procedures that we have to follow.
So supposing an employee was hurt on the job and he or she became permanently disabled, is there still a way for them to, you know,
reintegrate
into something?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, your injury would have to be very, very severe. You know, we follow the Quebec, what's called the BEREM. The BEREM is a document that weighs about 87 pounds that says this is the extent of your injury. You know, maybe you can't do this anymore, but you can still do something else. It's never gotten to a place where anybody is like 100%. Maybe sometimes in their own mind, they think they're 100% disabled, but that's really not the fact, you know. They have their physician, we have our physicians, and if we have two competing diagnosis, we have a third party independent medical examination. We send them to an expert in whatever injury that they have, and you know, they make a definitive diagnosis and say, sure, this person can be retrained, this person can do this, this person can do that. So it's really driven a lot by the physicians. You know, all physicians don't always agree with each other, so that's why we have third party, sometimes even fourth party. We have an appeal system, we have a multi-level appeal system. And in the end, we will get to the truth, you know.
So with employment insurance, it's usually just about a year that you can collect. Is there a time frame that you can collect self-insurance benefits?
The ultimate goal for this whole new program is we're going to subsidize the business for up to a year. And the goal is to make that employee become a permanent employee after that, you know. It's good. It saves the employer's money. We try to get the injured employee, the claimant, back to their pre-injury earnings. That's not always possible, but we try to get as close as we can. And that's the ultimate goal, that they become a permanent employee.
What happens if an employee doesn't, like when they go to Mohawk Self-Insurance, and if they have a pre-existing condition and they do not let you know, and that condition leads to an accident for them, and then they go back to MSI and claim? What happens could happen.
Oh, yeah, it happens once in a while. We got very strict rules, again, when I refer to the experts and the physician to... there are rules and regulations that govern all these things that say, okay, maybe your injury, your complete injury, is a combination of your old injury and your new injury. So usually we're responsible for the new injury only. You know, there's the physician says your injury should have taken you 2 months to heal. However, it's taken 4 months. So...
We're going to take one last break, a very, very short break, and we'll return to hear more from my guest, Joel Jacobs from Mohawk Self-Insurance, right after this. And we are back with the Party Line Talk Show. My guest in studio this afternoon is Joel Jacobs. He's the manager of Kahnawake's Mohawk Self-Insurance Program. So, Joel, how can organizations get involved with Mohawk Self-Insurance?
Well, first, it all starts with a call. You know, give us a call. We can explain everything there in the office. We even can come to your establishment, sit down, and bring you whatever documentation. But our number there is 638-0500. You can either speak to myself or the administrator, who's Leah Phillips and Lorna Delaro. Each one of us could probably explain to you the whole program, how to go about it, how to apply, and all the information, any other information that you're going to need.
So you don't have to be a big organization. I mean, you could be a mom and pop shop down the street.
Yeah, sure. You can be any kind of business in Kahnawake. However, there are some mandatory things that need to be set into place first. Like you need to be registered with unemployment insurance. And then you have the mandatory other things like QPIP, which is Quebec Parental Insurance Plan. I mean, these are benefits that are guaranteed to any person by law anywhere else. QPIP, EI, and obviously MSI. So you have to be a part of all these things, because, you know, we have to guarantee that the claimant has access to these benefits, I mean, which is their right. So after 1 year, if regrettably they can't continue their employment there after 1 year, then they do have employment insurance to turn to.
So is there anything else you wanted to add before we finish up the program? Because when we were talking between the break there, and you were saying something, and I cut you off, and I said, we're going back on.
Well, basically, that was it. You know, you need to have these mandatory benefits for the person, the EI, the QPIP, and the workers' compensation coverage, obviously, you know. And if you're a new business that doesn't have these things, come in, speak to us, we'll explain everything. All we can ask is, it's a good benefit out there for the employers. Maybe they're looking for somebody new to work in their place, but they don't have enough money to pay them. It's good to get somebody else out of, out of staying home, doing nothing, watching TV, and get them back in the workforce. So it does become a win-win for everyone.
So it helps the employer because you offer a subsidy for the employee's wages. Yeah. Did you say up to 80%?
80%.
Wow.
I mean, for example, if you're paying somebody $1,000 a week, you know, we're going to reimburse you $800 a week. You know, and then that can go a long way to maybe even hiring another employee. So, at the least, all I can say is give us a call. Find out more about it, and... And if you don't have MSI coverage, everybody should, come on in and we'll sign you up.
Are there still some people in the community that are still under the CSST?
Yeah, there are. There are a few businesses. I think of the hospital, for one, because it's part of their provincial agreement, you know, with the sign-in and the thing. But maybe one day it'll be a part of it. So I think the Caisse Populaire. There's very few, actually, though, because, I mean, they do see the benefits of MSI. For one thing, our premiums are lower, our service is quicker, and we provide, I mean, equal or better. So,
and I think it's more personable because most people know most people in the community.
Yeah, I mean, and we're culturally attached, right? So we offer a lot of things that, for sure, CSST would never offer.
Okay, so your phone number once again?
Yeah, 638-0500. Give us a call.
Where are you located?
At the Gunawaga Services Complex, at the Social Development Unit, the same office where membership is, and Social Assistance, and the Housing Department.
So that's right by the bank.
Yeah, right by the bank, right by Hydro-Québec, right by the post office. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have to go there at least once a week anyway. So come on in and come see us.
So what would you say to encourage employers or potential employers listening right now to get on board with this new program?
Well, it's a good benefit. It's a good benefit for the employer. You're basically, you'll be getting a free employee. And I have a hard time to see how it would not benefit everyone. And benefit the worker, benefit the employer, and the entire system, you know, and it shows that we can work together hand in hand. So give us a call.
Okay, and once again, your phone number is
638-0500.
That is Mohawk Self-Insurance. That's been in the community since the 1980s.
I think 1981, I think. The people wanted it then, and it's been here ever since.
And now it's growing. It's growing into other areas, not only benefits for people injured on the job, but now you're looking to reintegrate those injured.
Yeah, reintegrate, retrain. There's a lot of other. We can't write everything down in our policy. It would be about 16 inches thick, you know. So. We have a lot of sub-policies and sub-policies and procedures and criteria. We can't get into everything. 1 hour wouldn't even be enough.
And we didn't even have an hour today.
Yeah,
we only
right,
had
yeah.
a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just to introduce the new program. And
It's going to be in the Eastern Door, I believe, maybe Friday, or if not, the Friday after. We're going to have some spots here in K103. And we are actually hand-delivering and sending by mail the entire package to all the businesses in Gunawaga.
Very good.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Joel, for stopping by this afternoon. And once again, Mohawk Self-Insurance, the number is 450-638-0500. And they are located next to the bank, next to the post, at the Social Development Unit. Thanks, Joel,
yeah,
for coming in. And that is our program for this afternoon. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us.